Tales from the Cryosphere.
Oh, man, Christmas. You know, Bob, the office Christmas party is tomorrow night.
Uh-oh. Tom, you know, it got a little rough last year, and guess what? Mr. Weed, our manager, would like to see us in his office.
The station manager?
Yes, indeed.
Well, okay.
Bob and Tom, what do you have to say for yourselves? Are you going to have too much eggnog again at this year's office Christmas party?
I'm sorry that I shoved Chick's face into the onion dip. When Pat Carlini danced with me, I didn't know she'd strip.
Well, I gave her $10.
I'm sorry that I mooned your wife, Mr. Weed, while wearing that Santa Claus cap. And I guess I startled our guest of honor when I puked all over his lap.
Sure was nice of the mayor to come, Tom.
Yeah.
I won't get drunk this Christmas.
I'm not gonna drink this year.
I won't put a lampshade on my head and swing from the chandelier.
I won't dance around your living room wearing Christy Lee's brassiere.
We won't get drunk this Christmas. We're not gonna drink this year. Hey, how come Mark Patrick isn't here?
Oh, because you have to pay to park.
Damn, boy. You know, we're sorry Ian mistook your closet for the toilet, but he wasn't feeling very well.
I think some Clorox will remove that stain, but you'll never lose that smell.
And, Mr. Weed, sir, tell your next-door neighbor that I hope he's feeling better.
Who would have thought that our limousine could squash an Irish setter?
Not me.
How ironic that the dog's name was Spot.
Get drunk this Christmas.
I'm not gonna drink this year.
I won't do the magic trick where Carlini's patties disappear.
That was great. I won't say pull my finger and ask your wife to volunteer.
We won't get drunk this Christmas. We're not gonna drink this year. We won't get drunk this Christmas. We're not gonna drink this year. Oh, Doug, get us a beer.
Oh, man, yeah. I am thirsty.
Have yourself a scary little Christmas. Welcome to the Unholy Mofos. I am one of your hosts. They call me Sean the Piper because I tend to go on and on and on and on and on and on. Here with my beloved brethren, Scott.
Yeah, that's me, and it's actually a Cryosphere episode, Sean, not a Mofos.
Sid, what on? We are the Unholy Mofos on the Cryosphere.
But you didn't add Cryosphere.
Thank you. And Jake the Snake.
Jingle bells, Batman peed, Robin pooped the snake.
We've got rare form for the snake tonight, folks. Christmas party be damned. He came to the Cryosphere with a drink in hand. Ooh, that shit rhymed! Tonight!
That's his own Christmas song right there. And a new Christmas tune.
Tonight we're looking at Jack Frost from 1997. Not the Michael Keaton movie.
Ah, shit. Wrong. I got the wrong movie. God damn it.
Also sucks. I don't know. This is the first joke for me. The first time
we did this movie.
So this is a Brother Scott pick. So why don't you lead us on in, Scott?
Yeah, well, I decided to pick this because it was between two movies, and this one was the oldest one. So,
what was the other one? This one.
I was gonna pick Gremlins as the other one, and we did this one two episodes before. So,
I think everybody needs. I mean, all of them, the whole world, take a second to flame Scott. At the end of the show, we're gonna give you our information. He chose not Gremlins.
Sean knows his ass.
Is it troll or flame? Either way, get at this motherfucker. Because that is an unholy decision. Oh, wait, no, it makes sense.
Or did I really just pick this movie so I could fuck with you guys all night? I just listened to you bitch about it the entire time.
You do. I mean, this goes back to when I was the authority figure in the classroom. You like to get me pissed off. It's fun for it's like sport.
It is. It's hilarious because you get so angry.
And articulate and loud and funny. No, I know. It's carefully cultivated.
Yeah, so without further ado, I say we get this bitch started.
So this is a tough one to get at 000 because it just kind of jumps right into it. But I'm looking at a blank screen without the angel face. Scott's looking at the angel face. Jake, where are you?
I'm looking at the angel.
All right, hang on. All right, I'm looking at the angel too, and the camera has started to pan down. So I am at 02 on my Amazon Prime. They should pay us for advertising.
I'm at 017 because there was an ad.
I'm at 000000000.
That's an interesting number, Jake.
We need to get this going. Jake's not going to make it.
All right, so on go, you press play. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. Let me put these headphones in so I can actually hear what's going on in this masterpiece. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to turn my subtitles on because why not?
A story trailer film.
Storyteller.
I am dyslexic. Leave me alone.
Story trailer. Yeah, so it's that time of the year, Christmas movies. You know, this is one of those annual movies I watch every, you know, Christmas time, just because, why not?
We couldn't do Die Hard.
We're gonna Which die. Which is a Christmas die, movie. Die Hard.
It begins.
For some reason, I decided to go back and listen to some old Christmas episodes we did, including this one. Including the Die Hard that even went back when we did the Black Christmas.
Oh boy.
And then I was re-listening to, you know, our episode we did on The Running Man and The Condemned today, which was just last January. It's like, holy crap, feels so long ago.
Dude, and Monday feels so long ago.
It does.
3 hours felt so long ago to me right now.
Time is relative.
But, you know, listening to that Condemned episode, I was like, ooh, there's an inside joke we need to bring back. Sega!
I gotta say, this is a pretty interesting idea for opening credits, though.
That girl's not 10 years old.
Like, neither am I. It's like, it sounds well, like one of those. Well, yeah. I've seen it, like, every year for the past 5 years.
Fingertips, eyelids, earlobes. Jack got slapped. Oh, he's talking about the murders.
Yeah, he's talking about what Jack did.
To get condemned to death or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's efficient exposition storytelling. Get this out the way before we even, you know, start the damn movie. Anybody ever see the movie, the Santa Claus movie from, I think it was the 80s, with John Lithgow is the bad guy?
Nope.
I made the wife watch it a couple years ago. Before we had been married, you know, our first Christmas together, I'm like, babe, you're going to love this. It's great. It's the movie about Santa Claus. Did not hold up well for my childhood, and she hated it.
You I just should feel sit like her down and show her this.
I feel like I know what she was going through now. Yeah, that didn't land. I thought it was funny. That's not a Brillo pad. That's tinsel.
So this is great. You know, just a cheesy Christmas movie to watch to fuck around with.
Well, I immediately have a plot hole. Where the fuck is he getting executed that they got to drive somewhere?
A different facility?
That shit doesn't make sense, man.
Or Something like that. Maybe he's being held in like a county jail, so he has to be transferred to like a state prison or something.
This dude could be the Joker, I swear to God.
Yeah, this, one thing I've always liked about the movie is how creepy this guy is.
And of course, we only see him in like human form for like, what, 4 minutes?
If that. Filtered.
Would have been funnier if he called him a pussy, like filtered pussy.
I don't think that works.
One of my buddy's dad smoked basic non-filters when I was a kid. That shit was harsh.
I don't know what you mean, but I'm going to say okay.
Well, the basic cigarette brand is a really cheap and like painful fucking cigarette, and non-filters is, you know, that you got nothing but all the chemicals and a little bit of the tobacco that's in there.
Ugh. I don't understand why people have to smoke, man. It's just, it smells awful, and it's just...
Oh, shit. You know, this guy, Jack Frost guy, does a lot of, like, video games, voiceovers, and then the X-Men games for PS2. He did, well, my favorite, X-Men Gambit. Holy shit.
Now Jake's gotta go out and buy a PS2.
I already have one, and I have that game, actually.
Well, my PS2 has got a fucking broken connector in the back, so it works and everything, but the sound is... It's so fucking awful.
If I remember right, I think that game also has John Cassier, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, as Deadpool. And like, oh, fuck.
Is that the game where it's like Mortal Kombat, but X-Men?
I think so.
I love that game. I remember playing that game. Is that Clint Howard?
I was thinking...
maybe.
Oh yeah. Now, speaking of Deadpool, we just had a little fourth wall breaking. Oh, speaking of Deadpool, that should be out today. Yeah.
Oh, the
it's Wednesday. Yeah, you're gonna have to let me know whenever the hell you see it, if it's actually worth going to see, or if it's just
I'm sure it will be. Recut. Come on. No, they said they're adding new things.
Like, I mean, if it's mostly the movie that we already saw in Deadpool 2, with just, like, 5 minutes of new scenes, I don't think it would be worth it.
Well, imagine. They can't kill the X-Force, and so they can't do the end with all the going back, you know, in time. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. I'd be interested. I don't know if I'm going to pay for it, but we'll see.
I like how we got really off topic.
accident, tinsel, blood, wandering, shock, head trauma. I like the scene when he jumped out like, woohoo!
Woohoo!
Well, hey, at least now you don't ever have to watch this movie again. After this.
What's up?
I said after this, at least you don't ever have to watch it again.
It's going to suck if I like it. It's going to be weird.
I like this movie, damn it. Now I got to watch it more. He's got a bit of the same scream as Brad Dourif does.
In the it first kind of does. Movie. Yeah, he's discount Brad Dourif. Now you think about it, yeah. Instead of going to a doll, he goes into a snowman.
Yeah. I mean, when he's the snowman, you know, he's got that comedy aspect that Chucky has.
So now we need just the discount Gemini Killer in Exorcist 3, and he could play it, yeah. And, discount, what the fuck's his name in Lord of the Rings, Grimlock?
Grimlock Gimli?
Grimlock Wormtongue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Grimlock, that's a fucking dinosaur from Transformers. Me, Grimlock.
Oh my God, the snow's moving. Let me shoot it.
I would think about fire or heat.
And we meet our main character.
But when you shoot a gun, it doesn't it make the gun all hot and shit? So yeah.
No, Jake.
I flunked science class. What the fuck do I know?
Flashback! Flashback! Flashback!
So, what came out first? This one or the Michael Keaton version?
This one.
All right.
It's a year. Yeah, it's a year difference.
Interesting.
The Michael Keaton one ripped this one off.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna pee. There's nothing suspicious. There's nothing. It's for my licenses. This is stupid.
It's your move, Sheriff.
How dare you go pee in these woods?
What's the matter with you? Empty in your bladder.
I mean, it's not suspicious of a giant mound of freshly, piled earth. That was it, really? There wasn't something about him burying a body? He just happened to be pissing. That's funny.
Caught just because he had to take a piss. He doesn't go pee. We don't get a Jack Frost movie. Karina. Yeah, for some reason my copy has a subtitle, so.
Look, it's an ambulance. This kid is so mesmerized to see an accident.
Where the fuck are they coming from with their child at midnight? Got nothing.
I don't think it's ever mentioned.
I'm a police officer.
We don't need to lay all hang out after midnight. Wish I knew all the words to the song.
She was trying to run, but he didn't have legs. It's our top man. Man.
Oh, thank God. Someone's going to kill me. Just for no reason, weird and creepy, like, guy.
It's fucking weird.
Oh, yeah, I just remembered. This chick, the wife is Martha! Why'd you say that name? Why'd you say that name?
That's not Diane Lane.
No, she was Martha in Batman Forever. I remember, I guess I re-listened to the episode we did. I mentioned that, and we, of course, we made a joke about that.
All right.
We need to get rid of that fucking joke because that's just sad.
It's a bad movie.
Stop with the Martha shit. Fucking.
Why did you say that name?
What, Scott?
So stupid.
You're telling us to retire jokes? When the fuck do we retire jokes on this show?
He's just anti-fucking DC.
Because it's just ridiculous. I hate DC. Their movies are so bad.
What is that popping sound?
It's my bottle.
That's what I figured. You can stop doing that now.
Stop doing it, you son of a bitch.
What the fuck is that?
It's breakfast, apparently.
It's brown sugar and marshmallows.
It does not look appetizing.
Brown sugar, how come you taste so good?
Looks like there's chocolate there, there's marshmallows. Sugar.
It's looks like yeah, it's just sugar.
Looks like he crapped in a bag.
Okay, so he's still the sheriff. No, fuck that, dude. It's a federal mail. Excuse me, I'm the sheriff. This is my town. You need to tell me what's going on. Like, what the fuck? Wow, clearly shot in, like, you know, summer months.
Yeah.
Hello, Shannon Elizabeth.
Wow. Just a few years before she exposes her titties.
I just saw her on an episode of Arliss, which was her first ever, like, acting gig. And she was an 18-year-old fucking this dude. She was a tennis star. It was fun. She has always been a little object of, I mean, look at her.
So many dinosaurs died because of her being an American Pie.
I'll be real, man. By the time that movie came out, internet porn was a thing. I didn't need to jerk off to movies and pause them anymore. So I don't think I ever jerked off to that movie.
Motherfucker, man. 99. I still had, like, dial-up.
Well, yeah. It took a while. It was like, it was, you know, back when kids really knew how to, like, be patient. Everything wasn't instant gratification. Oh, look, there's the nipple. It's coming. There's the nipple. Yeah, there's the nipple. Cool. Okay. Get my dick hard and start masturbating in another 10 minutes. Unless I don't like this picture, then I gotta go somewhere else.
Yeah, this picture doesn't reveal too much. Gotta go to the next one.
And because it was 99, oh, fuck. Well, that website just, you know, ruined my computer. Now, you know, it's broken. I think it's made out of coconuts because it's, like, 80 degrees right now.
All these people in jackets and coats, too.
You got the IMDb up, Jake? Where was this film? What was the location? Where was it shot?
Well, I don't. Well, thanks for making me have to bring it up now.
I think it was something like California or something.
I'm just saying. I don't know. There's no snow on the roof. There's no snow on the ground. There's a little bit of snow around the base of the building.
Yes, California.
There you go, man. I hate to pull you out of the illusion, Scott, but this is stupid.
It's still a Christmas movie.
Where is it supposed to take place, though? Is it supposed to take place in California?
Whatever it's supposed to be snowy in Christmas time, I guess. Hey, maybe it takes place in Iowa. You never know.
Maybe it takes place in New York. You never know.
That giant bulb coming out of the background was the best thing so far. What's the difference between a snowman and a snowblower, Scott?
I don't know.
Well, snowman is made out of snow, and snowblower is a prostitute? I don't know.
What?
What, he's...
kind of busy,
he's not
know.
Trying to... What the fuck?
Yeah, sorry, I can't go get laid later. I don't know, I'm kind of busy. Would you ever turn her down?
Yeah. I don't know, man. The way she looks today. He knows her. I mean, she might be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, I fucked cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. Yeah, that, oh, man.
Oh, my God. He's picking it up out the garbage.
Now it's even greasier. Blah.
Gotta get that 4 for 4, son. Look at how they tried to put a little bit of snow in the hill behind the fucking station. Here and there, we got some cotton down. Guys, look, it's Adrienne Barbeau. I didn't know she was in this movie.
Nah. Okay. She's less attractive.
You're right. Adrienne Barbeau is less attractive than this woman.
Bullshit.
She, you know what? She's the poor man's Barbeau.
Oh, hey, 1221. Hey, this takes place on my friend's birthday.
Oh, good God.
If I just revealed my friend's birthday on air, what the fuck did I just do?
Yeah, but you didn't say who it is. You didn't say anything about him.
Yeah, I have plenty of friends. Which friend am I talking about?
You have plenty of friends, my ass. He talks to a bunch of guys over the internet. I guess we're all on that boat, so.
I last checked, I got like 330 people on Facebook, so yeah, I got plenty of friends.
Ooh, Facebook. You actually talk to all of them? Caught you. Yeah.
Fuck, man. My IMDb won't open. God damn it.
That's okay, Jake. We love you.
There it goes. Let's see here. It is Jennifer Connelly's birthday today, though, so that is what's up. Okay, now your friend who was born on December 21st, it wouldn't be Samuel Jackson, would it?
No.
Is it Kiefer Sutherland?
No.
Oh, it's Ray Romano! No.
Oh, this chick. Who did, what did what movie did I just see this chick in recently? This, was it Madchen Amick? It's also her birthday today. What did I recently see her in? Oh, yeah, Trapped in Paradise. Yeah, with the Nick Cage and John Lovett.
Yeah, and Dana Carvey.
Yeah, I'll spoil that one because, you know, I have some vacation time. And, yeah, my what I've been watching list is going to be high.
That gun is going to help you how? Like, this dude knows what's going on and what's happening. Why is he like all dramatic about the gun? It's not going to help much.
I don't think he really knows all that much. The movie was shot in only 18 days. That's interesting. It says it's Shannon Elizabeth's first acting role.
Oh, maybe she was in Arliss after this, then.
No, because Arliss was 1996, and I'm watching season two. Oh, never mind.
I'm watching season two.
I think I'm in season one. I don't even fucking know. I'm trying to get it out the way because we're getting rid of HBO until Game of Thrones come back in April, and we got until actually the 22nd of this month, which is the day after this movie takes place. This is weird.
One actor who read for the role of Jack Frost pulled a knife at his audition.
Method acting. It was Samuel L. Jackson, and they were just like, "Oh, listen, Sam, we loved you in Pulp Fiction. This is a bit beneath you, and frankly, it's just, you know, snowmen are white. How much do you think it cost them to put snow just in that little area that you can clearly see they didn't finish up in the backyard? Not one person in this entire movie, I guarantee, will have, like, breath at scene. It's not cold enough.
Well, no, because it says right here that, according to actor Scott McDonald, the temperature went as high as 70 degrees. Foam and cotton swabs had to be used as substitutes for snow.
I appreciate you saying these things that I have already said. But now you all know you're confirming it from, I assume, the trivia.
Well, I'm confirming it. Yeah.
Because that's, like I said, that shit is definitely cotton.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Let's see if it works out for him.
I mean, one thing that really confuses me is why would you even attempt to make a Christmas movie or a movie that involves snow at all in California. Like, it doesn't ever really snow there. Like, no.
Well, where they live.
They're trying to fucking, you know. Dude, it's... Scott, I don't know how to explain to you in a succinct sentence that stagecraft is a thing. Oh, hey, look, I did it. It doesn't look good. They didn't have a lot of money, but motherfucker, they put it, like you said, the snow in the car. Oh, like right here. We, there's no roof on this scene, Scott. They just build the walls. Okay, it's called a set. You made me watch this. I'm taking you down, bro.
You're taking me down. You're taking me down?
I'm being rude to you, in other words. I'm going to be rude.
Bring it, bitch.
I'm a rude dude. Limousine riding, Lear jet flying, son of a gun!
Woo. Look at that hairspray, just called hairspray.
And you can spray it in someone's face and have no effect.
When I say hairspray, I just think of how Ernest says it in Scared Stupid. Hairspray always works. You know, when he's going through all those different characters.
I know what you mean, Vern.
I love Ernest Scared Stupid.
Ernest P. Worrell. Oh God, I haven't heard his. I can't even do it anymore. But I used to fucking love doing, like, when he was Clampett. What an amazing casting decision that was. I really love that movie.
Here, I've got something for you. Meak.
Ominous music. No, it's a bird. I had the subtitles on. Wait, he's literally got a little fucking snowman. He's like, well, let's see. I want it to look like this. This is my model.
Yeah.
And bite your fingers off.
But all snowmen look the same. No, I shouldn't say that. That's snowman cyst.
Black ice sled run. Look at that. That's how you do it, Scott. The writing and the bullshit. There's black ice that you can't see with the naked eye. That's how we do it. And that is clearly some California foliage. Look at that shit. I mean, I'm not that smart, but it's pretty obvious. No, you're right. I'm really smart. Oh, did he just hit the kid? Oh, okay.
No.
No, this kid's a racist.
Yeah. There's a hint of racism there.
Oh, that's so... that's dumb. That would have just broken his neck.
It was
obviously Frosty.
Those leather.
What, is Dad covering up?
Those leather getting recalled. A total recall.
Look at that. Real snow they're standing on. Just that spot.
And why, I mean, if you were working on them kind of sleds, you wouldn't want to have a sharp runner because it wouldn't work.
No, estoy loco. No, we ain't taking it somewhere else. Eric is clearly talking to me. Devil.
It was. Somebody said not anymore. Did somebody really say not anymore? Who said that? Why is the guy not mad at that person?
This movie. This movie's gonna bring out some heated arguments, I can tell.
Heated arguments. That would melt the snow, though. That would melt Jack Frost.
What the fuck is this woman apologizing for? She just lost her son. Why? Never mind.
She's apologizing for... Hey, look, they're in Colorado.
Oh, that's her sister's
plate.
That's where it's supposed to take place at. Hey, let's
see. It's supposed to be in Colorado?
See if we
look at the
find...
plates. Yeah, what do the plates say? Colorado, yeah.
Colorado, yeah.
See if we can find Stan or Craig.
You know what's funny is that...
I said it. It was in Colorado. Look at the plates.
At the end of this movie, the whole town fucked up and built Greendale College. Community, my favorite television program, six seasons in a movie, takes place in Colorado.
Okay. Colorado.
I want to watch Community. No. In fact, I think, you know what, I'm just going to turn this shit off and watch Community and stay talking to you guys.
No, you're trapped with us.
I'm just saying, Abed's Christmas is one of the most amazing Christmas episodes you will ever see. Especially first time viewing. I still remember sitting watching that shit.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's another one. You have to save Christmas to save our friends. We have to save Christmas to save our friends. The Christmas rap is amazing. Childish Gambino, man. Celery promotes semen production. So, you want to have a heavy load? Eat a bunch of celery.
Man, what the fuck was a... You have to cut out the letters. He knows this fucking you, man.
What do you do if you can't stand the taste of celery? If you can't stand
celery
the
tastes
smell
like something?
Of
it. Celery, it smells like something? I had this conversation with my wife earlier. I don't think celery has a smell, does it?
Yes,
it's a vegetable.
Does.
Vegetables smell like earth.
Oh, it has a smell.
It smells like semen?
Apparently. Yep. Oh my god, this dude was the stormtrooper. He was the stormtrooper on the Death Star. Because he banged his head on the lamp. Why are you delivering ice? We live in California. Oh, wait, no, sorry, never mind.
This guy is like the discount jump to conclusions Matt guy from Office Space. I still don't
know.
See,
you jump to conclusions. It's a game.
I have no idea what that guy's name is, so I always call him Jump to Conclusions guy from Office Space.
Which is great, because you're not jumping to a conclusion by naming him.
Yep.
We could have gone with Gremlins.
Well, I mean, there's always next week if we really wanted to.
No, hey, next time's my pick, motherfucker.
It's Jake's turn, dude.
And now I have
Wait,
my
Wait, next
pick.
Week? It's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. I just realized our next craft fair is going to be the day after Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Luke called his daughter a whore. Little girl who's taller than you.
For fuck.
C cups.
Lord, for fuck this house.
Oh boy. So this is clearly the character that's going to have the most gruesome death.
Yeah. Probably.
I think it's called a deep tease. Pause.
A deep tea?
Tease, man. Tease.
She was just talking about... She was just talking about tea, and then I heard you follow up with tease. I was like,
TNA.
TNA, I like TNA.
No big deal. The snowman's head is moving.
I don't see any movement. Although I did like when Billy, or whatever, the kid, the sheriff's kid was doing the mouth, and you know. And by the way, I don't remember building a snowman in my front yard. No, I'm cool.
Sam, is that you?
Who's Sam?
That's
Sam
sheriff.
The sheriff?
Ice Newman never looked as good as Jack Frost does. And really, should he like be seeing Jack's mouth moving at this point?
No, he was a ventriloquist. Clearly, in life, that's where that scar came from. Maybe.
Well, I mean, even in the next one, his nose was like.
Wait, there's a sequel to this movie?
Talking. Yeah.
There's a sequel to this movie. All right. I mean, look, as I watch this, I think to myself, I can understand why, you know, people voted for Donald Trump. Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. No, my bad. I'm just saying there's stupid motherfuckers out there.
I'm thinking Sean's probably revealing he didn't watch the movies last year. Getting,
he's already said he doesn't watch any of the movies.
No, you know what? I didn't because we... Oh, my God! Great kill, but does it make sense?
LAX, that fire smoke.
And he just blinked. Oh, my God. What the fudge cake. Anyway. no, now that we got the Dropbox and you know, the situation where you can send me the link and totally, you know, subvert the government, we're breaking the law.
Breaking the law. That was one of my favorite Beavis and Butthead moments when they were just shouting, woo, Shane, cutting down telephone poles.
Some of that was a sentence in English. I like couch fishing.
And then they were like doing a little trial for a little grasshopper. How do you plead? I sent you death by, cut off his tweeter. And then Beavis tried using the chainsaw and then cuts a little bit of Butthead's finger. Yeah. And then they're just going, breaking the law.
How funny, the guy who just got the axe through his throat was named Jake.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. You just figured it out now?
Oh my God, I had that same star when I was a kid back in the 80s.
No, I knew. But you were talking about something stupid, so...
I never talk about stupid shit. What are you talking about, Scott?
All right, so it's now clear that this motherfucker can use both solid and liquid states of water and also be made out of foam rubber at the same time.
Yes.
Why is it that this snowman looks nothing like the snowman that was on the, you know... That's not cool. This woman has done nothing wrong. And she's getting donkey punched into some fucking ornaments.
I don't see any donkey punching. Is it donkey punching like punching the back of the head?
Dude, he was bending her over with his hand on the back of her head, slamming her face. I was being funny. It's not a big leap. What are you doing? You have the only thing that's going to save your life and you drop it? Wrap it up, Sonny.
I don't think he really knows.
Dude, you're looking at a snowman that's talking. You have a fucking, what, 15, 20 bag, pound bag of salt? I just rip that fucker open, throw it right at you. She's like that. She's 18. Only 18. Yeah. So she can drive. There's grass on the field, boys. Play ball.
Yeah.
Dude, Jake, that is too creepy. Come on.
Hey, you're the one who fucking said there's grass on the field.
I know, right? I was just waiting for one of you guys to comment on it and like make like that was. It's just I can still remember being like 14 years old on a school bus talking about damn. That's a fucking funny way to put that. And totally fucking disturbing. And you know it was an older kid that said it. Like, holy shit. Like, first of all, why are you 16 or 17 and still on the bus? You fucking loser. And now you're saying that shit. So I'm going to use that later in life. I just want you to know I'm stealing that quote because you're an asshole. I love the guys. It's Archer. Look at Archer. How many black fucking neck turtlenecks do you think he has?
Yeah, too many.
Well, I have to change. What do you mean change? We're in the middle of a firefight. Well, there's a hole. It's a bullet hole in your arm. No, in my sweater. It doesn't look good. I'm writing my own Archer. I haven't seen the most recent season, and it pisses me off because I don't have fucking cable, but there's nothing wrong with that show and all of its innovations.
Lana. Lana. Lana.
Scott, do you hear something?
Lana!
What?
Danger zone.
Danger zone. That is my that is my favorite series of episodes. You know what? This is stupid. Can we switch to Archer?
We're not pulling a Jason X here.
Wait, what do you mean? What'd you do? You guys are watching Jason X. It was so bad you fucking put on something else?
No, not us. Another podcast.
Yeah, they gave up on that movie about
like halfway.
That's it, I'd say.
Okay, that's awesome. The freezer. How long have we been watching this movie?
We are at the 45 minute mark.
God, my freezer's been open this whole time. God damn it. You know, because we overload the fucker, and then when we close it, it pops back open. That's more entertaining to me right now than this underwater. Like, whoever directed this movie really, like, did a good job. This guy was making an effort to be fun. The flashback sequence, it's a little cheesy. But the title card, this whole thing of, you know, under, oop. Again, it doesn't make sense because the axe is going straight up and down. And the guy is laying down face up. Not like the last. Like this kill would have made more sense with the guy in the chair. His neck was at the right angle for this. This is the magical axe that defies the laws of physics.
Maybe the axe is actually threw his head into the ground.
It's not, because he fell back. If you may recall.
No, but I'm just trying to poke holes in your theory. Just
you can't you can't poke holes in my theory of why there are so many holes in a plot. You cannot fight Swiss cheese with a donut hole or a hole in a bagel.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, you can't fight nothing with something and something with nothing. I've got fire. Something, you've got nothing.
You can't fight fire with fire.
Sure you can. They do it all the time. It's preventative burns. That's basically what I do. I burn you guys. I set stuff up. Well, not you guys. No, yeah, I fuck with you too, Jake. But I love you tonight, Scott. I'm pissed at.
You'll be pissed at me for a long time to come.
Yeah, but I'm proud of you. So
it's okay. I have my voice. Damn it! I can pick what movie I want, and I pick this shitty movie. It's fun.
That's why I'm proud of you. When I met you, no one knew you had a voice.
You're the one trying to understand it. I can always just make it real.
Are you sharing with us your vinegar songs?
No.
Be confused with his vinegar strokes.
I was going to make a dinosaurs joke, but I thought, no, go the league with it. Why are you clapping for the guy whose son what the fuck?
It's a sheriff.
It's a small town.
Ted Nugent. Not yet.
No.
Well, it's not going to help. But there's an actor in the movie who plays, you know, this, you know, the guy who designed the video game that everybody in the world plays, and he's obviously antisocial or whatever. And the way that he talks is, you know, He's not used to talking to people. And that's how the sheriff is, this is how this actor's coming across. Like, he's not socialized very well, and he's delivering his lines poorly. And he also sounds just like, I wonder if that is him. Holy shit. Because it sounds just like him.
A snowman's trying to kill me.
Are you ahead of me? Is that about to happen, or did that happen for you?
Yeah, he's banging on the door.
Okay. Oh, yes, definitely not him, because this guy died in 2008.
Oh, okay. He's killing all of the snowmans. Why would you tackle him? He's not... Dude, there's no reason to get physical with him. He's attacking snowmen. He's not attacking anybody else.
Oh, jeez.
That's a sterling move. Is that the dude that said it's a federal matter earlier?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it is, right? Yeah. I wish I could grow a beard that nice, though. God damn.
Nice and full like that.
Look at he's fucking manhandling the scientist guys. It's like I'm watching a movie from 1930 or something, or like, you know, an early Kurosawa movie where like every single character is polarized, and this is the character and the ideology and the concept. That guy's a dick. He's an authoritative dick.
Work's gonna suck tomorrow.
Fuck them, it's their fault. They provided the booze.
Yep.
Why would you have a holiday party on a fucking Wednesday? Oh, by the way, it's Wednesday. Upon recording. Why do we not have more listeners and downloaders? We're fucking funny. Where are we at, by the way? Where are we at, by the way, with the downloads? We haven't talked about that in a while.
We talked about it on fucking Saturday.
I was really drunk on Saturday. I filled up my Avengers Infinity War fucking, you know, plastic thing with like half scotch and half water. Twice.
Scotchy scotch scotch.
It does taste delicious. I've never liked the taste of boot leather so much in my life. Now, my thing is this. If this was a better movie with more budget, the fat Vince Vaughn would have driven right through that snowman. It would have been a cool thing with him reconstituting or something in the back seat. But now we get the sound effects. See, all right, now we know he can go from liquid to solid. Scott, you got to answer a theory. Does he work in the gaseous form as well?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, that's funny. But also stupid, because that's one of them old, you know, that's 1997 version. It's like a giant Oldsmobile. It's a Supreme or a Caprice or whatever. You could have just hopped on the fucking, you know, trunk, or gotten hit, laid down, and let the middle of the car roll over the top of you. I'm just overtly prepared for everything. And then, you know, one day in my obituary, it's going to say, thought he was prepared, really wasn't. In fact, when I die, because both of y'all are younger than me, I need you to make sure that goes in my obituary. He said he was prepared for it. He fucking wasn't. Call the wife. Hi, honey. Look, I know you're going through a rough time, but the Piper really wanted me to share this with you. It needs to go in the obituary. He said he was prepared. He really wasn't. There are three states of matter, Scott. What are they? I've already said them.
There's what?
There are three states of matter, Scott. What are they?
Liquid, solid, and gaseous.
So that's what I'm saying. Are we going to see some steam action? Are we going to see some water vapor? Is it going to be like a fog in like a sauna somewhere where it's like someone walks into the sauna and then all of a sudden it goes, there's a snowman? Either in this one or the brilliant sequel, I assume. No? Then why didn't they call the Unholy Mofos to write the third one? We could make this shit work.
You know what? Scott, I think that should be your next movie. We're not going to call it Jack Frost.
My first movie.
We're going to call it Frosty, colon, Red.
Yeah, so episode 150 is up to 12 so far.
And why would you need to turn into... I know, I'm not ignoring you, Jake. But why would you need to turn into a snowman if you can become water? Just spray yourself with the motherfucker. Reconstitute and do like a... See, there's so many different cool ideas you can do with this. And that's why, you know, there's got to be a fan base for this. I'm just saying I don't disrespect you for liking this movie, Scott. But this movie is definitely fun to make fun of. And therefore you.
How dare you make fun of me, you son of a bitch.
I just wonder how close they are to South Park, Colorado. That's all I'm wondering.
I wouldn't bet that they're very far off.
It's a big fucking square in the middle of the Rocky Mountains, dude. The next town over could be like 18,000 feet up and over a mountain. Actually, I don't know if that's true because the Rockies are not nearly as high as the Himalayas or Himalayas. Voila! Himalaya!
I'll for the ever-growing Mount
Everest. Tell me where that's from. I'm quoting a movie. If you can tell me what movie it's from, I'll give you $50. Voila! Himalayas!
I'll
give you a hint and take all the money away. 42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. What movie is that from?
I don't know.
Jay, Dent, Arthur Dent?
What?
You guys never... The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? You guys never did that shit?
I've never seen the movie.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Oh, boy. That is... Next time you guys give me an option of a movie to pick, that is my option.
Son of a bitch.
It's worth it, dude.
It sounds like Jake's clunking out.
I'm good.
No, you're not. You're silent.
I'm not silent.
He's fading fast.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
All right, I want to be real for a second and not be a creeper, but share with you truths. Women love to have sex after like someone's died. It's weird. It's something about the whole. I don't know. Oh, my wife just texted me. The whole apartment building can hear me. I bet they can. She also sent me a laugh out loud face and the face with all the big hearts on. I'm such a lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, if you're going to keep talking, you better shut off the show so they all listen.
I'd love to put this on my... Like, if I could attach the Bluetooth... to my fucking surround sound system so everyone could hear us. I would love to do that. That would be great.
Neighbors are like, ah, oh, crap, it's podcast night again. God damn it.
God damn it. How many times are you going to fucking do this?
I will say this, and the one or two times, so like, you know, I used to work at a scare factory, the fear, whatever. It's a haunted house that they put in our baseball field. And there was a girl who was, you know, it's interesting. She was the hottest girl there. She was into me. Shocking. And we were fucking around, hanging out, whatever, a couple nights in a row. And then her poor grandfather passed away. And she insisted on hanging out. And wasn't that the night that we had the sex? Then there was another situation in college, where, you know, a girl's friend had passed away and she fucking like ripped my clothes off, attacked me. It wasn't like what Shannon Elizabeth is doing here, where it's like cutesy and ooh, let's be fun. She just lost her whole family and she's like making herself look good. In my two
she doesn't know that they're dead yet.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Oh, that makes sense then. What do you say? Need some ice? Oh, it needs ice because it's warm.
Yeah. No big deal. Just an ice box.
Oh, boy. Took my students bowling recently, the honor roll kids, and the administrator that went with us took a picture of some kids playing a game, and in the background, there's me
you know, looking like a Secret Service agent, Sentinel, looking around to make sure kids are being well behaved. I saw her taking the picture, so I looked away. Here's my wife sending me a picture of it because it's on Facebook. Like, ooh, look, you look like Doctor Who, and Doctor Who's got a nice ass. Baby, you're on the podcast. Did he just die?
No.
Yeah.
One thing I find weird is that she's blow drying her hair when it's dry.
That shit is not dry. It's remotely wet. Tommy DeVroe. I'm sorry, I thought that was a funny name.
And then she's going to take a bath immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
Really? Does she like tie her hair up or whatever?
No.
What do you do? Okay, this is supposed to be funny. I thought the pie slicer would have worked as far as like a, like you can. Oh, an ice pick. Perfect. Didn't you just have one of those in your hands? Weren't you just using an ice pick?
Yeah.
Okay, what? Okay, the. Okay, the. Okay, fuck.
It's not the, man. There's no THA.
Right? Except that thing that flies around that you get stung. It's called a... Oh, bee. Yeah, there's no...
What are you talking about? Are you sure you're not drinking, too?
No, I am drinking. Obviously, I'm drinking. But it doesn't matter what I say. It's the response that I get. Jake just laughed hysterically because I said something that was stupid. I know what I'm doing. when we were living with my old lady, well, my mom really, I used to get shit all the time. Like, close the window that the entire neighborhood can hear you sing all those profanities. I'm loud and I tend to pipe on.
Maldito Frosty.
Oh my god. That's seriously how. Why doesn't it look like the scary Frosty guy in the fucking poster?
I think that was just you for like poster art.
The world's most pissed off snow cone. Dude, you gotta maneuver out the way of that, Neo. You gotta bend.
And
why is it moving? Oh, because he fell down, maybe? That shit doesn't make any GD sense.
I don't think it's supposed to make sense.
Is she really about to take a bath?
Yep.
No, she's not. What are you fucking... Oh, because she thinks he left or something?
No.
Oh, I see.
Yep, I just spent like 30 minutes drying my hair. Let's get it wet again. Oh, hey, Bebe.
Oh my god, I never... Dude, her ass is flatter than my fucking table! That's why they showed her from the front and talked about, I believe you call it shaved? Seriously, she did. She put... This is such a dumb movie.
It'll never get old.
Hitting it with that loofah. He's basically having snowman sex.
Yeah, as best as he can. And there goes the hair. Completely soaked.
I think this is like a really good pickup line. Baby, I'm just saying, if I were a snowman and could become liquid, I would want to be your bathwater.
As opposed to drinking it.
Whoop. See, okay, again, called it. This should have happened long ago.
Wow. You think she's wearing some shitty... Okay, this is rape. We're watching rape right now because where's the carrot? This is not okay. You got stop fucking laughing. Stop fucking laughing.
Where's the carrot?
Where's the carrot? Christmas came early.
You guys, stop. Do not. No, stop. You're not allowed to make jokes about fucking rape. That shit is fucking despicable and fucking base level. This movie now is a piece of shit without any hesitation. I'm spoiler alert.
It's not rape.
Scott, your ignorance amazes me. You got a sister, right?
I have a few of them.
That's right, you do.
Unfortunately. I think if a snowman picked her up like that, it would still not be rape.
What?
I don't want to go into this anymore.
I don't.
Let's just fucking move on, dude.
Am I going to piss you off because I disagree with you?
No. That really, I mean, that comically depicted a rape scene. And then he made a joke. Let's just move on. No, you're fine. We're in California. You'll be... Oh, no, sorry, we're in Colorado. Never mind.
We're in California. We'll forget.
Who is the doctor? What is he from? Why do I recognize him?
I think Shannon Elizabeth is probably the biggest name in this casting.
Yeah.
He said armory? Like, I don't know what an armory is. You're a fucking sheriff. How do you not know what the armory is? We need the company. You know what the company is, don't you, Scott?
No.
Jake, what's the company?
What?
He's asleep. It's the CIA. He's like, you need to call him the CIA, man. Oops. Seriously, the poster in this movie looks nothing like... They spent more money on the poster than the... It's unbelievable. What is the doctor's name? The professor guy.
I forget.
Who knows? Stone? I think.
Okay. Yeah, Rob LaBelle. He's currently on... Oh, he was in The Watchmen. That's why I know him. Will Weaver. But he's currently in The Man in the High Castle, which I need to get into. That shit is supposed to be good. Like, what would happen if, you know, the Nazis won World War II? Wait, he said, oh my God, and he said, what? He couldn't make it?
I shot the snowman 6 times.
The guy was in Psych, Scott. That's definitely one of the things I recognize. But he was also in Supernatural. I think he was in a series that I watched when I was a kid. He was in Eureka. That's where I know him from, probably Eureka. Which is a great show. Did you guys ever get into Smallville?
Not really.
Yeah, why would you? CW, fuck that shit. Right? Wasn't Smallville on CW?
It was, but that's not the reason, you know, because, you know, I never really was a big fan of Superman. Superman. I mean, you know, he's got all those powers, but, you know, he's too much of a goody two-shoe, and where's his fucking red undies on the outside? What the fuck?
Well, he's confused. He's from another planet. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's why I like Man of Steel, because, you know, they dropped the fucking underwear on the outside.
That's the only reason you like Man of Steel, because they dropped the underwear on the outside?
Yeah, okay. Not really, but...
Why don't all of you, well, just pee in the water right now?
And there's no bullet holes in the goddamn floor.
Oh, you know how much it would cost to fucking have, like, bullet holes in the floor like that?
No, I don't think it costs very much, dude. You just get, like, a fucking bullet-sized thing that you can put a hole... Like, just get a fucking chisel and hammer a hole in the floor! Thank you. Told you from Jump Street, they need heat. Don't hurt him. Stop advancing. You asshole.
I gotta blow this place.
What did we say about hairspray earlier? We call that a redneck flamethrower.
Yeah.
I just every time I think about that, I remember that scene in My Name Is Earl where Joy's half sister comes up and fucks with her. She's like, "Ah, what I got? What I got?" She pulls out some hairspray. And she's like, "What you gonna do with that?" And then she holds up the lighter. God, I love Joy.
Yeah, it's
I would jump for Joy.
Oh, that one movie with Vince Vaughn, The Dilemma, where he gets in a fight with Channing Tatum, and then he just pulls out the like can of spray in the letter. He's like, "I'm gonna burn your pretty face off." That was like probably the best part of that fucking movie.
Wait a minute. Oh no, never mind. It's supposed to be the hairspray. Why is hairspray that smoke? Doesn't. Sorry, Jake. Again, this movie's just pissing me off.
Yeah, the best part of that fucking movie. And you know why that movie sucked? Because Kevin James was in it.
You don't like Kevin James?
No. I thought I made that... Haven't I made that clear on the past shows?
You may have.
No.
Well, yeah, I fucking hate
you have guy. Not made it abundantly clear.
Oh, yeah. Kevin James sucks.
I don't understand what you have against him.
I watched that movie and I watched Paul Blart.
Paul Blart sucks. That is such a bad movie.
And plus, apparently he's a douchebag in real life, so I don't feel I feel justified hating him. Not that right, I need like, justification.
Talk about a fat dude who like is good. Chris Farley was always known as like a really kind dude. There's no way that A, that hairspray would not have settled by now, and B, even if it didn't, it's not going to create a fog. I got three older sisters, motherfucker. That shit in the 80s, never mind, I'm wrong. There was definitely fogs in the bathroom.
They're creating so much holes in the ozone right now.
Oh my God, the first time that it was actually, you know, snow.
They almost forgot this guy before they blew the place up.
This is the first time that he said, "Help me." God damn, this movie is a piece of shit. You know what's funny? The snowman has killed the entire family of the bullies. The sheriff's family's just fine.
Yeah. This stupid scientist.
Oh, thank God there's less than 20 minutes left. No, there's about 20 minutes. Just go, Pooh Bear. This doesn't make sense.
Oh, bother. I'm stuck.
Is that the CIA guy that just jumped out in one step?
Yeah.
Wait. Why did you put all that hairspray in the atmosphere if you were going to light it on fire? What the? I'm breathing.
Kaboom.
Right. But again, what happens to water when you heat it? It becomes a gas. And the evapotranspiration cycle is really just, you know. You didn't get shit, dude.
Nope.
No big deal. He's just, you know, reforming back in front of you.
Look, Ma, I'm a Picasso. That's a good joke. I'll be back when I pull myself together. So... just put that motherfucker into an airtight situation.
I think we broke Jake.
You ever seen that Tom Cruise interview with David Letterman where he can't stop laughing? It's creepy. That's I haven't got the uncontrollable giggles in years. This is great to see. Like, you know, maybe God does exist.
I'm a Picasso.
That's how you
see,
know.
This Jake, is why I know that. No, this is how you know that Jake is intelligent, because he's laughing his ass off at a joke about a Picasso. That's a smart joke. There's a leg shot.
Oh, I'm crying.
Wait, he's like, you shot me. He said he got shot. He sat down. He's like, you shot me. And then he's looking dead in the eye with no pain.
You shot me. You shot me right in the eye. Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Okay, Jake, it's not that funny.
Jake, you're laughing over the exposition that is the entire purpose of the fucking fulcrum of the movie.
I'm sorry.
See, that's interesting. The essence takes, the snow is taking on the essence, which means the soul exists. This is the worst scientist ever.
I haven't cried laughing that much since I ran over somebody's horse in Red Dead 2. And a train.
What'd you run over the horse with?
A train.
Oh, okay. That shit made you laugh that hard?
Yeah. Well, we were about to rob some place, right? So we had to take the train. And the horse
was in the way. I'm really just jealous because I don't have a PS4 and I haven't played the first one. I really want to get into it.
The horse
just stopped telling me about Red Dead 2.
So we ran it over. It was hilarious. Yeah, about four people were all through laughing their asses off for like 20 minutes straight.
I have never in my life, okay, played a game with a set of headphones and listening to other people play that game with me. That's how old I am. You could do that in 2004. Still haven't done it ever.
Sucks to be you.
Am I alone?
I've done it a few times, yeah.
I was doing it before you guys even hopped on.
I have all of the games. Like, I got all of the Assassin's Creed. I mean, what I want to do is get, like, some NHL shit and play against people. That would be fun.
Good luck.
No, that's the only reason that you should have that feature in gaming, to play sports against each other. It's fucking murdering each other and trains over fucking horses. What is wrong with America?
Well, the horse was in the way, damn it.
Well, yeah, the train's not going to stop. They call them cow catchers for a reason.
Yeah.
So, all right. Obviously, from the beginning, I said, you get the heat, you melt them down, you put them into a container, you keep them fucking, you know, isolated.
And just like that, he is burning.
Would you put him in a crematorium?
Yep.
Danger, poison gas. Trustees will not open the motherfucker. Jesus, help. Oh, God, all motherfucker. We iced him. Really? That's what you went with?
This movie knows exactly what it is, Sean.
Yeah,
okay.
Man, but that's just, come on, man. You couldn't go with some shit like, damn. And I thought my sunburn last year was tough. You know, he got burned. See? What's all that shit coming out of there? What'd I say? The three states of matter are what? Liquid, solid, and gas.
I passed gas like a half hour ago.
I don't think that's going to reconstitute into something that's going to kill you, though, unless it's silent but deadly. I'm on a roll, boy.
Jake is plastered at this point.
Right off.
Shit.
Now I know what Spanish for shit, Rayos.
Merda.
No, wait, that ain't right. Shit in Spanish is mierda.
Mierda, yeah. Oh, it's French that's merd.
Because I remember I came up with a sentence in Spanish. Tu madre come mierda. I told that to somebody once in Spanish. Tu madre come mierda.
Okay, okay, relax.
It means your mama eats shit.
Yeah, I know, relax. call me. See, if I was that, again, stupidest scientist ever, I that motherfucker would have been in my pocket.
Well, he's trying to talk him out of killing him.
No. Dude, when I tell you I was jumped every day of my life between 8 and 14, just saying. I have a unique set of skills.
Not weird at all.
Look, I think we're gonna need to put this motherfucker into it again. Fuck it.
Diablo. Puking up shaving cream.
Yep.
Oh my god.
It looks like the stuff.
Back in high school, one time, a friend put shaving cream in some Oreos, you know, replaced the white stuff with
Don't
it.
Don't eat the yellow smell.
And he was trying to trick some people to eating some of them, and one person didn't trust them, so he took one for the team and ate it, so one other person would eat it.
He's going down on me, son. So get out of the car. What are you doing? Get out of the car, you assholes. Just get out of the goddamn car. You're trying to start the car by kicking it.
Yeah.
You're going to electrocute him? God damn it, man. This is so dumb. There's no way that... Why would you let him leave? Oh, you better grab that bag of cocaine. Oh, what did he just hit him with, guys?
The oatmeal.
Hit him with some fucking salt? Oh, it was the weird oatmeal.
He's burning.
No, dumbass. What'd you put in the fucker? Antifreeze? Why would you put antifreeze in something you're going to feed your father, you dumb fuck?
Yeah, right. I mean, good lord, if it wasn't for this killer snowman coming into town, he would have fucking poisoned his dad. That would have been a whole different type of movie.
That fucking horn is straight out of so many different... You fucking southern racist.
Other than that, Duke the Hazard.
Southern. You know what? Let's talk about the Confederate flag. The whole thing is, it's not a flag for the entire Confederacy. It was a specific fucking battle flag. And people talk about, yeah, I'm a flag. It's American heritage. I do agree that we shouldn't ignore our American heritage. But fuck off with that fucking ignorant shit.
No balls. Balls.
No balls.
Anybody want to answer why the motherfucker is bleeding?
Because of the oatmeal. It's fucked
him up.
Because
the antifreeze. Yeah, no, I know. But...
He's like Chucky, becoming more human.
Right, okay. Which you guys need, if you haven't, you know... You don't need to see Ready Player One, but Google Chucky and Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some screenshots of that.
We know he's in there.
No, it's not even a one-minute thing, but it's quality. And so talk about you can list many characters that have never had a decent movie, right? Amazing characters that have had shitty movies around them, like Alice in Resident Evil or Chucky in all of the Child's Plays. We need to have, like Deadpool, a decent movie that Chucky can just, like Yoda, fuck people up.
I'll probably watch Ready Player One before our next show, again, vacation time. Plenty of fucking time.
Yeah, it's a 2-hour and 17-minute movie. It's you need a minute to watch that fucker.
Oh, yeah, I'll have all the time in the world after Friday. And I'm predicting
List. Friday of this week?
Yeah.
You, how many days off do you get?
A whole week and then Christmas Eve and day.
What, I mean, what do you do?
What do you think I was just saying, one of the watching.
I know you work in an office.
He works for the office.
I'm just saying, I don't know any job in the real world, because I don't count education as the real world. It's getting you ready for the real world. Teachers get all that time off, and it's, you know, I understand why people, like, make fun of shit, but like I can't think of any job that would give you time off like that unless you're using vacation time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
It is almost getting sexual too right here.
Yep.
And this is an important plot point for Jack Frost, too.
Yeah.
Why? Because that guy becomes Jack Frost, too?
Now they become psychically linked, and Jack gets his allergy to fucking bananas.
Oh, I see.
It's a cavalry, asshole.
Do you know that the song that you know, the Dixie blah 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 was written by a guy from fucking the North? Look at that, it's clearly a fucking blow up doll.
And he's getting all that antifreeze with his mouth open. He might as well have eaten
and
that
from his
bill.
Wound.
That's a game I used to play when I was a kid in a pool or in the ocean or in the lake or something. I'm beating up this thing that doesn't exist. Yay.
Once all the snowman shit is done, it's like, now, son, we're going to have to talk to you about what the fuck antifreeze does if you fucking eat it.
Or how about he's got a huge, open, gaping wound on the right side of his chest.
Oh, yeah. That
antifreeze has gotten into. And the priest now has lines. That's good.
Praise be to God.
Toss it in.
And now they're baptizing the son in antifreeze.
You know, when he padres, filhos, espíritu santo, this is more offensive than when the Mormons, like, baptized all of the Jews who died in the Holocaust. Like, oh my God. Pretty offensive show. I love antifreeze. Let's bathe in antifreeze all the time. So again, you just need to take that antifreeze and put it into a fucking container, seal it, and you're good. Put it in Yucca Mountain.
And now I got Jack Frost singing.
I was going to say, that is that guy, yeah?
I mean, one thing I really like about this movie is how creepy he sounds. One of the things I like about Chucky so much.
Wherever they're filming this last scene, this is where they spent the entire budget to get as much snow as possible. And they did a blue filter on the camera to make it look even colder. This is not what I would have done. I would have put him in a fucking, you know, steel barrel. And that's why.
I have a story about this part right here. The first time I watched this movie, I was watching it late at night, you know, at our old house and where I grew up in. And then just when that part came out, when the antifreeze starts bubbling, the fridge starts making some ice and it just makes that noise, you know, the ice falling and scared the shit out of me.
That is pretty funny.
And like, Jack Frost is coming for me.
It's like the same thing that happened to James Wan and his dog. You guys heard that story, right? You know that story. Yeah. They were doing The Conjuring, and he was doing script, touch-ups in his apartment or whatever, where he was living, where they were shooting. And his dog started barking at the wall. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong? And then the dog, like, with his head, followed nothing across the room and then walked in between James Wan and like an archway, and his heckles went up and was barking at the archway. I think that's on the Conjuring trivia. I think that's why I know that. But the ice, you know, that's also scary. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I'm saying that. That's one of the fun moments in life when you're watching a scary movie and some shit happens that's way too like close to or familiar or whatever.
I've had something like that happen to me, my dog.
I would hope we all have, because that's a good experience, because it's so intense and terrifying.
Wasn't really that terrified, but you know.
All right, well, Sean, do we even need to ask?
No, cryospheres, I go last.
I think I gave us a pretty good, and I think of that pretty good, especially because. Yeah, that Picasso scene, that's pretty funny when you're smashed.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, I think I gave this a pretty good as well, and I'm going to stick by it. I mean, it's not, like, the best movie out there, but obviously it's not supposed to be. I mean, I like throwing it on, like, every year around this time just because it's a Christmas movie, and why not? And, you know, hopefully, you know, people can come around to it and, you know, maybe accept it just a little bit more for what it is.
And what it isn't, which is either pretty good, just okay, or bad. This movie is a piece of shit. Oh, wait, guys, this is a post-credit sequence. Are you watching?
No.
Not even a little bit. It's worked four times in a row. Although it says produced on Kodak. Motion picture film. 1998. People were still using Kodak, which, well, Jake doesn't like me to talk about stuff.
Don't say it.
Pinpoint. Anyway.
Does Jack Frost get snapped away?
This is a serious kind of decimation moment. I'm sorry, but the bathroom scene with Shan Elizabeth upset me to no end. I'm sorry. It's not okay.
You realize that it's not supposed to, you know, be like a statement about the world or anything like that. It's really just so she can't escape.
We've talked about this before. When you depict children in danger, it's base. When you depict rape, it's base.
But it's not rape. He's not raping her. He's killing her.
I mean, for everyone listening in, you recognize that there's, you know, the person who taught the other person disagreeing with him. So, Scott, you know, like, you're wrong, bro. Love you, but you're wrong, dude.
I'm not fucking wrong.
That's such a quality comeback. I don't know what else to say other than everything I'm saying right now, which decimates you. Did you ever watch, like, The Rock destroy Billy Gunn on a promo? That's what I feel like right now, dude. Like, it doesn't matter what your name is. God, it's me, Scott. Was that a rape scene? Listen, Stan, but my name is Scott. Doesn't matter what your name is.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that.
Nah, man, not cool. Not cool. That shit is too real for me. Children and that.
But she's not a child. She's 18.
I said children and that. There was a child murdered with a sled. That started it off. But it was comically done. It was stupid. You know, it was. You know, that's not.
Well, he kind of had it coming too.
Right. Okay. Sure. But you can never say the same thing for the R word. Okay. No one ever has that coming. And fuck this movie. Yeah, I'm done.
Whatever.
Next week, Aliens 3. What's the movie you hate, Scott? That one.
Fuck you.
Flatliners next week. Yeah, sorry, Jake. I got Alien 3 confused with Flatliners. My bad. The remake and the original, just for Scott's pleasure.
Next week, the first time Scott takes a break from the show.
All honesty, I'm not changing my rating, but it would. There were moments there, and you know, the Jackson Pollock, that was funny. Now this movie is abject piece of shit.
It's just a shame that you don't enjoy bad movies.
I do.
They know that they're bad.
I do like bad movies. I've said many times I hate myself for the pull that I feel for Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, for example. Like, there are plenty of bad movies that I like to watch.
Yeah, but that, in a lot of people's eyes, isn't a bad, bad movie.
Jake, you want to handle this, or should I just, you know, can you cut his mic? Can you just cut his mic off? Did you hear what he just said?
I don't classify it as a bad movie. It is what it is.
What is a bad movie, Scott?
I mean, it is a bad movie, but...
I would like to know what a bad movie is, Scott.
Movies that are found footage, you know, movies that have no effort put into them, you know, stuff like that.
All right, so because there's a plot, and because there are special effects, and because it doesn't matter how stupid it is, it doesn't matter how fucking, you know, incoherent it is, as long as there's something there, it's not bad. Take your time with that.
As soon as I find a bad movie like Flatliners, I'll let you know.
Until that time.
That movie sucked.
Until that time. Are we taking a break or are we wrapping it up? Because I think America likes when I yell at Scott.
Maybe I'm just doing all of this so I can get a rise out of you.
Pause.
Ever think of that?
Yeah, no, like I said, in the beginning of the show, carefully cultivated, I know what I'm doing. It's just fun to yell at you when you don't know what you're talking about, because it's like shooting fish in a... Oh, now I feel bad. God damn it.
Like shitting fish in a barrel? What?
shooting fish in a barrel, you know, easy. It's like, you know, making fun of kids that are kids. Like, it's too easy. Can't make fun of children, and you shouldn't, like, poke holes in Scott's inability to, like... Have you ever seen The Godfather, Scott? No. Have you ever seen The Exorcist? Yes. Have you ever seen The Shining? All right, yeah. You've seen some good movies, but you've seen more shit. So, by law of large numbers, you are exposed to shit, and so you're used to its smell. You know what coprophagia is, Scott? It's the desire to eat shit, and I feel like you know what that's like, too. God damn, I'm good. Oh, my God.
Why would I ever eat shit?
Because you like this movie.
You eat shit for breakfast?
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast? No.
No. So yeah, I think my plan to successfully piss you off tonight has really worked.
Have yourself.
And I'm glad I picked this movie now.
A Scary Little Christmas. Let your heart get ripped out. Rape some woman with a carrot and get a piece of shit rating from me.
I swear to God.
Don't swear to God. Swear to me.
Swear to me. Swear to me.
Why did you say that name?
Why did you say that name? Why did you say that name?
And because you ask us not to do it, Scott, that is not going to be at least once per episode.
I just don't find it funny. I don't know why you guys do. Like, what's funny about it?
Right now, your hatred of it.
I don't hate it. I just don't understand it.
You banned it. You sought to ban it. That means you despise it or hate it or, you know, all that shit. So it's fun.
I just don't think it has a place on our show.
I don't think it had a place in the movie. That's why it's funny.
Okay, so that's why it's funny. Now I understand.
Yes. See, why did you say that name? Why did you say that name an hour and a half ago to stop this movie from defiling my fucking imagination? God, it's, like, every time I think about that, I got the extended edition on Blu-ray. I'm like, what did I do that for? The fuck did I do that for?
Why but, you haven't sold that shit, yeah?
Because I don't know how to use eBay. Jason Momoa is going to change the whole thing. And they should just make Jason Momoa Batman and Superman. Just make Jason Momoa all of the guys.
I'm calling it now. Nothing's going to change.
I still think you would enjoy Aquaman. It's getting good reviews in China.
No, I'm not watching it.
Okay.
Fuck DC.
Are we taking a break or are we wrapping it up? Because normally Jake kind of takes charge at some point, but
Jake's plastered,
staring at the green monster. Or dragon, or the twinkly lights, the people who are talking to him. Like that scene in Dumbo. Do you see little pink elephant? That's what the pink elephants. That's what I was going for.
Do you see pink elephants, Jake?
No.
They're here.
And you need another
drink. They're elephants down the stairs.
Maybe water. This point.
You can contact us at unholymofos@gmail.com. Otherwise, I'm at brother_scott1 on Twitter.
I'm at Jake the Snake 54 on Twitter.
All right. So if you want to get a hold of me, I'd ask you to write it down on a small piece of paper, roll it up real tight, and now, how does he do it? Shove it right up your candy ass. You know, I'm not Dwayne Johnson, but that's a pretty good, you know.
Shove it sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass.
That's what he does, yeah. Roll it up real nice. Turn it sideways. No, but one of these days I'm going to put together, you know, a real social media thing. Aside from the Yahoo email that I've been using since 1996. what a terrible movie we watched. But thank you for joining us, those of you that did, because, you know, we're entertaining and fun. Until next time.
Later, fuckers.
Deuces.
'Cause they call me Frosty, I'm made from snow. A pair of shades, a carrot nose. I come alive, you know it's said. When some brat put this hat on my head, I'm Frosty, I'm full of hail. But I ain't no myth, no fairy tale. Ain't scared of nothing, got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm on a drip, 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 drip down the drain. My daddy's a glacier, my mama's a lake, my sister's a snow cone, my brother's a flake. I'm made out of snow, I do as I please. I never stop when the cop hollers freeze. I'm frosty, I'm full of hail. I ain't no myth, no fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing, got ice in my veins. But when the sun come up, I'm on the drip, 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 drip down the drain. Fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la, yeah, see that puddle? Hey, what a bummer. Too bad old Frosty can't make it through summer. So please, Mr. Santa, don't you be a teaser. All I want for Christmas is a great big freezer. Keep me frosty, I'm full of sleet. The temperature drops, I head to the beach. But there's just one thing that's such a pain. That's when the sun come up, I'm on the drip, 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 drip down the drain. Yeah, I'm frosty, I'm full of hail. But I ain't no myth, I'm no fairy tale. I ain't scared of nothing, I got ice in my veins. And when the sun come up, I'm on the drip, 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 drip down the drip down the drip, 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 drip down the drain. Fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la 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 la. Yeah.
Yeah, probably had a little bit more than I should have at that Christmas party.
Why do you say that?
I'm just feeling it.
You're feeling drunk?
Yep.
Mister, I don't want to drink.
Give me a motherfucker. Sunday, I only had to, like, work for an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, glad I sacrificed drinking the night before for that.
Okay. I'm here.
Are you? Are you really?
I'm around.
Not on my Skype, no.
What?
On my Skype, it's only Jake's picture.
I see his picture.
And you can hear me, so what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I don't know.
Steer it up. Little darling, steer it up. Little darling. Making me watch this movie.
I picked whatever the oldest movie was of the two.
I do like how it immediately starts out like in plot, apparently, because I have to pause it and rewind it to 0.0 before the angel screams at me. Don't blink! What's up, high energy people?
Hey, what's going on?
Jake's drunk.
Jake is stoned.
No, drunk.
Okay.
I just had a Christmas party prior to this.
Nice.
And there was some free alcohol.
What kind of alcohol was it?
Only one picture. Oh, I see what you mean.
What was it called? It was just called Jingle Juice. That was all.
Oh boy, that's not. It's called Jungle Juice, or don't drink too much of it. Juice. Love that shit. Red Solo cups or what?
No glasses. Yeah.
Ooh, classy.
And those had drawings, and I did not weed shit. I'm like, motherfucker. And there's like shit like 32-inch television. And, you know, if I won it, I probably would have pawned it. Because I already have two televisions anyway. I would have pawned it and got, you know, Christmas shopping money.
Oh, God, you'll do all my shopping. Fuck.
You only got, like, what? 12 week and days. A half.
I can't do anything online.
It's, yeah, it's beginning of tomorrow. It's 12 days of Christmas. 12 days to Christmas, though. That would be the 12 days of Christmas, right?
I reckon so.
This is going to be a weird episode.
So let's get it started.
Where's my cartridge in a pear tree? Is that coming tomorrow?
Let me get my movie to 000.
Yeah, it's telling Scott, Sean, that Sunday only had to work like an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, glad I gave up drinking the previous night for that.
Well, hey, you're a professional. You're a young professional. You're trying to keep your shit together.
Trying to keep it professional.
And I was working from home anyway.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, no. Then you have no excuse.
Little darling, steer it up. Let me close my door real quick. Gotta get up.
I want to put the dog in here and close him, babe. It's because if he has to go out or tries to get the leash, I can't take him. Okay. I'm going to be a good boy. Sit. Stay.
So, yeah, I just got my top 3 songs from Spotify for the whole 2018. My top 3 songs of the year. Devil and I by Slipknot. Venom by Eminem.
Venom. And, I haven't heard the song once, but I like the way that you do that.
And If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher.
Wow.
One of these things is not like the other.
Well, the first one is hardcore, weird, you know, your shit. And then you got rap, and then you got Cher. All of those things are not like the other.
I think it was because of two things. Deadpool 2 and the... That was my song selection for the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. All because Freddie in that remake said, "You think you could turn back time?"
We can't waste this gold. Jake is going to sober up soon, so let's get going here.
Well, he is recording, so.
Okay. That's right.
The last time I watched this movie doing a commentary for a podcast, I was drunk as well, so hey, I'll come full circle.
Fucking bodes well for me seeing this for the first time. Like, it's got to be that good. Jake has to drink when he watches it.
So stupid.
Hey,
stupid movie, but it's perfect for this time of year.
It's a superhero movie, but with like a horror. Like, just by reading the description, it sounds so cheesy. I'm looking at the Raging Bull DVD on my shelf, just shaking my head at what's on my screen.
Again, it's the office Christmas party's fault, yo. If it wasn't for that, I'd be completely sober right now.
No, the world doesn't need a sober Jake during a cryosphere.
Is this going to be my first drunk cryosphere? I mean, I was drunk for like any of the commentaries we did, but I don't know if I've ever been drunk for a cryosphere.
I always drink on the cryosphere.
I mean, considering usually do them
Wednesday. But
I'm a very highly functioning alcoholic, and now it's on tape now. Well, you guys take it easy. I'm fine. I'm okay. Just got real quiet. Like, Sean, did you just self disclose?
Yep.
Yep. Alright, well, my movie is at the point where there's this fucking angel.
I know, dude. You pause figure. it and you pause it and then hit back 10. Oh, you're not. You can't do that.
I can't, because they'll go right back to the ad.
Yeah. Well, then go back to the ad and mute the motherfucker or whatever. And it's, come on, you're a smart kid. You're a high school graduate. Figure it out.
Well, the ad is interpreted into the video, so I can't start at 000.
Boy, that's the wrong word. Intertwined would be better, I think. Well, whatever.
It's intertwined.
Intertwined. Entourage.
Jake is going to pass out before the show. He's snoring like Willis.
Let's get this started.
Jake, you like to count down.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
he is drunk.
3, 2, 1, and go.